being a companion of pesto verde, Mont Blanc, and a block of meat. The water fountain at the station plaza in the new suburban district of Osaka. The water was shut off a long time ago, and it became an anti-climax monument. The water in the oasis in the Taklamakan desert disappeared and the town became a ruin. A new water source was found in Oretsa, and the spring was brought back to life again. In Haruki Murakami's wind-up world chronicle, Multakano has a spiritual psychic power which he gained through contact with a very pure water spring in the deep mountains of Malta Island. That's how she chose Malta as her business name. On our long night walk in Malta, we saw rows of Arabic bay windows and an old water distillery built in 1881. Malta was supposedly among the first nations to distill fresh water from seawater. Malta's sister is called Crete Kano, and she wears thick makeup resembling that of the 1960s. She could easily be a character in George Lucas's American Graffiti, popped out into the Japanese reality. She helps Malta as her medium. She can go through people like water goes through their bodies and becomes part of them. Or it's as if she was a very good, silky, greenish olive oil, which can be mixed and become the delicious, smooth consistency of pesto verde. Crete gives birth to a baby of unknown sex and calls it Corsica. A filthy dog with dirty teeth shouts and barks, "No man is an island." A volcano exploded in the Rapaggio region of Corsica, and a giant cake appeared, baked by the heat of the explosion. It is a vast, fertile land formation called Mont Blanc, covered with contour layers of marron cremes on top, brandy-flavored fresh cream inside, and a moist sponge cake at the bottom. The monument of Marron Glacé stands at the peak of the land, covered with mesh sugar. From one place between the crusts of marron cream layers, an Oretsa geisha shoots up into the air. It creates clouds of mist, which end up creating the mesh sugar on the marron monument. The geisha water streams into the lowland, creating a fresh, sparkling spring. People enjoy bathing, spa treatments, snorkeling to explore underwater, and peddling a white swan boat. It was once a popular utopian wellness destination for the mainlanders from the 1800s until World War II. It was forgotten, but is now a hidden spot for the local people in Corsica. In the shadows, away from the violent sun of North Africa, French soldiers cured their thirst and exhaustion with Oretsa water during the combats of World War II. A small group of Japanese soldiers were caught by Russian and Mongolian soldiers in the wintry desert of Mongolia, close to Manchu, in Wind-Up Bird Chronicle. The Mongolian soldiers kill their prisoners in a very brutal manner. They don't shoot them, nor kill them immediately. Instead, they peel their skin slowly, leaving human bodies like blocks of meat. The prisoners die eventually by the loss of blood. The last person left was Officer Mamiya. Instead of peeling his skin, the Mongolian soldiers forced him to jump into a deep, dry well in the desert and left him there. Officer Mamiya spent the next few days at the bottom of the well, in the darkest darkness and insane fear. But for a few moments a day, when the sun came directly into the well, he experienced the immense existence of light veiling him, taking him to the highest of one's sensation and rapture. When he was rescued, he realized that he'd lost all senses and felt numb to everything in his life. While we aim to reach this state to experience the highest moment, This place is where one should never reach, perhaps. The place is empty in reality, and we cannot bear it. An old German lady sits in her kitchen, drinking a bottle of Arezzo water. Actually, she is not German. She's an Austrian from Kärnten. She lives in a renowned Baden town of Germany, but she hasn't visited the springs for a long time. Actually, she no longer goes out of her house. She sips prickly, chilled Arezzo water and remembers different events from her life. The time she and her girlfriends climbed the mountains in the summer in Kärnten. The time she moved to Germany after her marriage and found the houses very peculiar. The time she and her husband were separately put into English war prisons after the war. The time she gave birth to her daughter, the time her daughter gave birth to her grandson. The time she and her husband celebrated their silver anniversary. She has many memories to re-experience while sitting at home, and no longer needs nor desires to go out. She is utterly beautiful and serene. I wonder if she also experienced the immense, rapturing sensation in her life, and continues living while bearing the emptiness of life as well.